with the 18th pick in the NFL draft.
Brock Heward's Draft Profile. The names worth watching for the Seahawks' first-round pick. Every morning at 8:30 leading up to the draft.
The Seattle Seahawks select...
Derwin James, safety, Florida State. Absolute Adonis. Reminded me of Sean Springs. The first time I saw Derwin James was his freshman year at Florida State. He jumped on a box, I think it was 50-some inches in the air. It's not a vertical because you can lift your knees up and land on this box. But the strength coach is like, dude, look at this guy. Look at this five-star guy. This guy, Derwin James, unbelievable. And he reminded me of Sean Springs. You know, I played with Sean for a couple years. I remember looking at him at times like, man, you put together a football player. Like, you just, in its perfect form. I want those shoulders. I want that waist. I want that unbelievable athleticism. I want that low body fat. I want that twitch. I want that explosion. All of it is Derwin James. That's why he blew the combine up, 6'2", 215 pounds. It's 6'2", 215. He verticaled 40 inches. It's 6'2", 250 pounds. He ran 4.47. That was faster than Earl Thomas ran at the combine. It's 6'2", 215. He had a broad jump of 11 feet. That was third amongst all of those DBs. And I'll say it again. It's 6'2", 215 pounds. It's why my guy Danny Cannell, who got to see Derwin James an awful lot in college, well, it reminds him of a former Seminole as well.
This guy is a big physical safety who reminds me a lot of Cam Chancellor with the Seattle Seahawks, who's had an incredible run out there with the Legion of Boom. I think you get a similar type competitor, similar height and weight. I think Derwin James has room to bulk up a little bit so he could put on 10 to 15 pounds, a little bit quicker, and the same strength when you look at the bench press. Derwin James, versatile enough to come out there, support the run, but also can run with bigger tight ends down the field.
And Danny, the former Seminole, of course, Cam Chancellor, a Hokie. But yeah, 6'2", 215, he puts another 10 on. Yeah, I think he's even thicker in the legs than Cam Chancellor. And he did bench press 225 21 times, which was third amongst corners. And when you get high praise from Nick Saban recruited him. Nick Saban wanted him to Tuscaloosa. Everybody in the country wanted Derwin James to come to their college. Ultimately, he picked Jimbo in Florida State. But Nick Saban, yeah, he's played against him. He knows what kind of special player he is.
I think he's every bit as good as anybody that we've ever played against. This guy's just a very aggressive player. He's got good ball skills. He's a good tackler. He's a very physical player. You know, just all around really, really good football player.
Next hour, Mike, after Jeff Passan, I'm going to give you five or six of just my favorite players. Not 18 where the Seahawks could draft or fall, or just my favorite players that I've been around in college football. You know, I was talking to Howdy about this yesterday. And I said, it's the one, you know, unique opportunity I have. Unlike a lot of you guys here or in this market or in sports radio, they don't get out. You know, when I talk to the guys that work in the studio, when I've talked to Galloway in the past or Danny when he was in the studio, they all missed getting out. I want my eyes on guys. I want to hear from coaches. I want to know those players that those coaches don't have to try to talk nice about. They just can't stop talking about them because they changed their program. Derwin James is on that list. That's the kind of football character we're talking about. I mean, that's the kind of fit you want with a 22 to 26-year-old that just loves playing ball. And Derwin James, does he care if he's a Cam Chancellor strong safety? Is he an Earl Thomas free safety? Derwin James, he just wants to play ball.
One scout I talked to out here described you as a faster Cam Chancellor. I've had people tell me you can play linebacker, you can maybe even play corner. What are you?
I'm a football player. That's why I say I'm a football player. I can play, like you said, I can play safety. I can play corner. I can play linebacker. So whatever you need, man, I'm going to make a defense coordinator happy, man.
There's some of these guys that I see around college football, Mike, that get nicked up. And you see it in pro football. And he got nicked up. It was unfortunate. An unbelievable freshman year. He got nicked up his second year when I was there and around him. And there's some that just pout and just kind of whine and just kind of complain or just kind of go off and put sweats on. And there are others like Luke Falk that play through a wrist injury. There are others that you can see it at practice when I'm on the practice field. And they're injured. They're right there. They want to be in like Earl Thomas in minicamp. And we've seen him in the past. He's just like chomping. Like, I want to play. That was Derwin James. That is why Jimbo loved him. That's why his D coordinator loved him. That's why his teammates loved him. That's the kind of football character guy you want in your building. And it's why I think he's jumped up in some of his drafts. I remember the first mock draft had Derwin James at 18 to Seattle. You're not seeing that anymore. You're seeing him in the top 10. It's because people love the football character. Now, I'll say this. Some of the tape, not always what I wanted to see. He was at 18 because I think that tape was like, there's got to be more. Where is a Cam Chancellor intimidator? Where are you just knocking fools out? Where are the plays? You got one defensive touchdown in 3 years. Like, the tape doesn't really resonate to everything that I just said for 6 or 7 minutes. And it's why when push comes to shove, QBs are going to get drafted. Big D tackles are going to get drafted. Sometimes speedy guys get drafted. And here is this safety that's sitting there. And if he's sitting there at number 18, you're going to be listening to everything I just said to you. And it's going to be reverberated around your head and say, oh my gosh, this guy's here at 18. 6'2", 215, runs 4'4", jumps 40. Oh my gosh, this is the testing that Pete talks about with the functional testing. This is what they were just talking about this week with a guy that loves ball. Yet I can't take him at 18.
Yeah, maybe if you've traded Earl Thomas, it's a different conversation.
Maybe.
But as long as Earl's on this roster, that seems pretty hard.
Man, it's getting close. Can you just feel it? Can you just sense this thing, this draft is just getting close? I do. Maybe it's because I was geeking out reading my draft stuff all last night.
I had a question for you. Yeah. I just slipped my mind for a second. Sorry. I'm sorry. I had a really good Derwin James follow-up question, and now it's
I interrupted you because you're talking about if Earl was on the roster or safety's on the roster. Yeah. Or is he going to be that big nickel? Can he play that linebacker? Can he do some of that? Was that the question?
No, it wasn't. But I do.
On, Saul,
you know how much I love
already.
The big nickel. Let's be
get
clear.
In the pit.
Dude, you got Andrew Billings earlier.
I know.
You pulled that. What?
Yeah, I don't know. My mind went blank. Who knows? Who knows what the heck I was talking about?
Yeah, it's hard. It is hard to imagine that when you drafted Delano Hill last year.
It just doesn't seem right.
When you drafted Tedrick Thompson last year, when you re-signed Bradley McDougald as your first signing back, when you still have Earl on the roster, that seems like we said yesterday, the one position that tough to find a need.
Why did Earl slip to 14? That's what I was going to ask you earlier. Was it just size?
Totally, 1,000%.
The tape was all legit. It was just size.
Tape was a little bit of corner and a little bit of safety, so he was kind of in between.
How was he a corner?
This guy has been a little bit of free safety, a little bit of strong safety, a little bit of nickelback. He was a pretty good corner. Yeah, he was I think he could have been an NFL corner. I mean, he had just unbelievable. And we see it, that burst in the quickness. But yes, he fell in that draft simply because people looked at the frame and said, no way. No way
are
you going to come down.
No way. They just, I mean,
no way
are
you
going to
be a top 10 pick and come down and steamroll guys like Eric Berry in that draft, who was a bigger frame guy.
And who's also been great.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And who's, you know, had his injuries and had his bout with cancer and a pretty catastrophic knee injury that he's going to come back from. But that's the only reason that
you have a sense yet as to whether or not they're going to pick at 18. Like, how are you feeling about whether that pick happens?
I can't imagine them picking with a first round pick and a fourth round pick.
Right.
I just cannot.
It doesn't make any sense.
If last year they traded down.
Could they take a couple of their picks and move up from the fourth to the third, though? I mean, they've got a bunch of fourth round picks here, right?
No.
Or they have a bunch of fifth round picks.
Yeah.
Can they package their fourth and a fifth and get into the third?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Why not?
Because it takes more than that. From a draft, a third round pick is a lot more valuable than a fifth round pick. So
than a fourth, though. Could you take a
third
fourth
round pick is like a 145 and a fourth round pick is worth 54.
No. Correct. So it really takes a lot.
It's a big dip.
It's a big dip. So it's hard to imagine. It's just if that's already been their tendency for years and years, and just the need still on this roster, it's so many positions. It'd be, as we get closer, more and more confident that pick's getting traded down.